My name is Jason Roth. I'm an agronomist with Winfield United, and I cover northern Indiana and Michigan, really focusing on crop protection products, chemistry, fungicides, insecticides, crop growth development, crop physiology. So work a lot with either ag retailers that purchase through us and distribute. We distribute to them. I work with growers as well, and basically try to do a lot of education and technical training of both growers, but then also sellers within retailers that would be purchasing from us.
Michigan has been a tale of really two extremes for the growing season, too wet in the south and too dry in other parts. At this point, how does the state look as you're driving across fields and maybe some of the issues growers have been dealing with?
Yeah, it's highly variable. I'm in the southwest part, and we've been getting a lot of rain. We were slow to get planted. And then, you know, where I come from, actually, the thumb of Michigan was probably the worst for drought. They didn't see anything of consequence for rain basically the entire month of June and July. Beet leaves dropping on the ground, corn tassel that's 3 feet tall. I mean, it's downright ugly in the thumb. That's probably one of the, for my travels, it's probably one of the ugliest places I've seen. One of the prettiest areas I've seen is we have a research plot around Ithaca, Michigan, just south of Mount Pleasant, and they've had real timely rains. And overall, it fared pretty well. But if you look at the U.S., the drought monitor report that comes out of the University of Nebraska, I think about two-thirds of the state right now is under drought. The most of that would be slight drought conditions, but some of it's even up to about moderate drought right now. So, and that would be the thumb and other pockets too. So, yeah, it really just does depend on where you're at in the state as far as how things look. I've seen corn that looks fairly uniform and still pretty dark green, and I've seen corn that looks, like I said, 3-4 feet tall, tasseled, nothing on it, barren ears, and pretty ugly. So,
with some of those extreme weather conditions, what does that mean for pest and disease issues or other concerns you might have at this point?
Yeah, at this point, a lot of the pest issues are largely behind us to be of consequence. We did have some issues early in the season with spider mites. We had spider mites in the thumb.
As far as growing degree days and how the season's progressing, do you think we're on track for a normal harvest year, or how does it look at this point getting closer to harvest?
Yeah, I think we're on track. We might even be a touch early. If you look at the five-year average, we are about 200 growing degree units behind or ahead throughout the state. So we are actually tracking a little bit ahead. Corn, actually surprised by seeing some of it be as progressed as what it is in dense stages in different parts of the state. But, throughout the state, about 200 growing degree units ahead of the five-year average. So I would say we're probably tracking to be harvesting early.
Covering Indiana as well, what have been some of the growing conditions for farmers in that region?
Indiana's been varied too. They started off, like everyone, kind of wet, and we struggled to get stuff planted. Then, as everybody knows, the Memorial weekend was so hot, and that's where we really jumped in the growing degree units. That weather just had stuff just skyrocket out of the ground. So we had a real good establishment. The implications of that, I'm not seeing a lot of sudden death syndrome in soybeans this year, probably because of the nice warm environment that we had as stuff got planted and just shot right out of the ground. So that was pretty big. So really, I'd say corn right now, I think overall, is probably not quite as good as people maybe thought it would be, even if it looked good from the road. I think some of the warmer weather that we had, and we had a couple spells, even in Indiana, where it was a little drier than ideal, shortly into the pollination, after the pollination window. And so I think guys are surprised if they get in their corn crops to find a little bit more tip back than they were expecting. But beans right now, I think, are where it's looking, fairly promising, seeing some really... Beans are hard to predict yield. Obviously, you don't really know what yield's going to be until you take them in with the combine and cut them. But seeing some real impressive potting on beans. And, of course, we always say August rains makes beans. and we're in this spell now that we're getting a lot of places, even areas that were dry, have been catching a little bit more for frequent rains. So, and on the negative side, August rains tend to flush sudden death syndrome up. That's a disease that infects early on in the growing season after planting. But that toxin is flushed up into the leaves around August time. But with less infection of SDS potentially occurring this year, we're not seeing that happen with the rains. So the rains right now, I usually, you know, we always want rains for potting and soybeans. I always cringe a little bit as an agronomist when we get those rains because I start anticipating seeing sudden death syndrome. But this year, just not seeing it. So the rains are mostly all good feelings there.
As far as Indiana's crop progress, how long do you expect it is closer to harvest to where it's at compared to normal?
As far as growing degree units, the same thing is true of Indiana. We're probably around 200 growing degree units ahead. So if I think I understand your question right, I'm thinking we're going to track probably just a hair early with some places opening up into fields here this fall.
Jason, any other advice at this point in the season what growers need to be watching for?
You know, it's always important to think about our harvest priority. If you do have a couple areas, you know, that had stresses, that can sometimes cause issues, say, in corn with stalk integrity. So you might want to take a little bit of time and get out it later into the month here or into September. Do some pinch tests or some push tests on corn to check for stalk integrity to make sure you're not going to have corn susceptible to lodging. And then if you also, I had a couple pictures sent to me last week with worm feeding on ears, and the question was, is there anything that can be done? Of course, once you get some kind of Lepidoptera pest into the ears, there's not much you can do for pesticides, but you might want to think about harvest priority there too. One of the challenges with Lepidoptera pest in ears is that they open up the opportunity for ear rots like fusarium, and so you want to be mindful of that. Because if you get the right kind of conditions, that can develop into different mycotoxins in your grain. So you might want to prioritize harvest in consideration of ear rot potential and mycotoxins. Get it out, get it dried down. So those are just things you want to be aware of.
And any other comments to wrap us up with?
I'm excited to see what some of these bean harvests bring in here this year, because, again, it's hard to know. So looking forward to the fall and seeing what these beans actually look like.